Well, that's the $64,000 question. And the answer I find is that we have failed to reform our intelligence agencies since 9/11 for the same reason reforms have failed for the past 60 years. And there are two reasons. One is that changing these agencies from within is an uphill slog. And the second reason is that intelligence reform has always been a political loser. If you look at all the political players in our system, presidents, legislators, and bureaucrats, none of them have the interest and the capabilities of making the whole system work well.
We've always heard, and we heard this when the Department of Homeland Security was being formed back in 2002, about turf wars between the CIA and FBI. Why does that happen? Why is that? Is that just human beings are like this, or why is that always the case?
Turf is the biggest four-letter word in Washington. Part of it is that people naturally want to hold on to their power and their budgets. And for decades, 80% of the intelligence budget wasn't in the hands of the CIA director. It was in the hands of the Secretary of Defense. Nobody wants to give that up easily. But I think the second reason is that people in different agencies have very different views of what good intelligence is. If you're sitting in the Pentagon, you want intelligence that is battlefield intelligence that tells you where the enemy is over the hill. But if you're the president, you also want intelligence that tells you, what's Al-Qaeda doing? What's the threat like over the next 5 years, and what should we be doing to counter it? So very different needs depending on where you sit.
We're speaking with Amy Zegart. She's the author of the new book, Spying Blind, the CIA, the FBI, and the Origins of 9/11. In looking back at what went wrong with the CIA, for example, going up to 9/11, we've had some important books that have been written, and you mentioned this in your book, referring to The Looming Towers by Lawrence Wright and Steve Cole's book, Ghost Wars. And you say that it's understandable but actually dangerous that these books highlight individuals when we look back in hindsight at our intelligence failures. You say that journalists can't help but do this, of course, but that doesn't really fully get to looking at what went wrong.
That's right, and what I find is that, you know, it's comforting to blame individuals for failures, but I wish the problem were that easy, because if the problem were individual screw-ups, then all we would need to do is fire a few people and the intelligence system would be fixed. But what I find is that the problems in our intelligence agencies run much, much deeper and have to do with organizational deficiencies and the enduring barriers to fixing them, much more than they have to do with individual personalities at the top of these organizations.
In looking back, and you write this in your book, that the budget for the CIA was cut every year from 1991 through 1996. And of course, this is right after the end of the Cold War, which for all of our intelligence establishment was always fixated on that, of course. And when that ended in 89-90, you know, the refocused towards terrorism wasn't obviously thought about it as strongly as it were later proved to be the case, that should have been the case. But Amy, looking back at that, again, with hindsight, but was that appropriate or not? You did have the end of the Cold War, which we had put so many resources towards, or was that a terrible mistake in terms of cutting the CIA's budget back then?
Well, I think, you know, hindsight, of course, is always 20/20. But if you look even then, it didn't make a lot of sense for us to be talking about a peace dividend. National security is always a dangerous area of affairs, and it's very short-sighted for us to cut the budget and think that we can now declare peace and move about our business. So what I tried to do in this book was look at, well, what did intelligence officials and policymakers actually know in the years before 9/11, rather than just assuming that they failed? And what I found was that the threat of terrorism actually made it into every single one of the public threat assessments the CIA director gives to Congress, starting in 1994 when those assessments were made public. So we actually were quite well aware of the emerging Al-Qaeda threat. We were also aware of the deep-seated problems in our intelligence agencies. They were no secret. I found 340 intelligence reform recommendations issued by various government reports in the 1990s. Almost none of those recommendations were implemented before 9/11.